This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Told you about Procter & Gamble raising prices yesterday, mostly personal care products from P&G. Today, it's food. The chief financial officer at Nestle said today that prices are for sure going up the rest of this year and into next. More, he said, than the 4% overall bump that has been seen this year. Of note, simply because Nestle is the world's biggest food conglomerate. And honestly, you walk down the supermarket aisles and you see meat and poultry and fish and eggs are up more than 15% since just before the pandemic hit us. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, those higher prices are forcing some consumer changes.
I ran into Lisa Thomas and her two granddaughters near my neighborhood grocery store in Washington, D.C. They were walking back home carrying several bags, so higher grocery prices were fresh on her mind.
And it's mostly the products we need, milk, eggs, the necessities, even the tissue. The price of tissue has gone up.
Prices for food at home, as the Bureau of Labor Statistics tracks the category, are up about 4.5% year over year.
Let me say, they got us by the neck. We're struggling right now, and the prices are still going up.
About half of the overall increase in prices stems from an increase in the costs of beef, pork, and poultry. The Biden administration blames that on consolidation in the meat and poultry processing industry. Bottlenecks and disruptions at just a few companies can have outsized effects in grocery stores all over the country. Veronica Nye, senior economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, says processors are operating under tough circumstances.
We continue to have issues around labor availability, not just in agriculture or specifically the meat sector, but in the U.S. economy at large.
Plus droughts affecting grazing land for cattle and pandemic-related shutdowns at farms and processors.
And then you look at things like transportation that's, again, impacting lots of different segments. But when you add all of those constraints up, there's a lot of headwinds facing meat prices.
All this turns every trip to the grocery store into a crash course in supply chain economics, says Anna Zeta, who teaches history and runs the food studies program at Virginia Tech.
We don't think too hard about where our food comes from, and that these kinds of moments sometimes shed a little bit of light on that complexity and make people pause and reflect on how is it that, you know, the price of my food is so tied to these massive shipping barges crossing the ocean.
Americans spend relatively little of their income on food compared to the rest of the world, Zeta says, and that can insulate them from noticing changes in food prices, especially if they are middle class or wealthier. But thanks to the pandemic and the effects of climate change,
the insulation that we have is weakening, and that people, you know, in the so-called first world will be feeling these impacts more.
And when people start to feel those price impacts, they tend to change their shopping habits, at least in the short term. Amy Bentley is a professor of food studies at New York University.
So, for instance, if they prefer steak and can afford it, they may shift to hamburger. Or if they particularly like a brand name product, they might shift to a cheaper generic product.
That's exactly what Washington, D.C. resident Lisa Thomas says she's been doing.
I won't buy the steaks if they're not on sale anymore. And my grandkids, they love the steak fajitas because they like to enjoy cutting the steak up, making the fajitas, putting it in the tacos.
Most of these changes tend to be short-term, says NYU's Amy Bentley. But the culture of food, and in the U.S., that means the culture of meat, is hard to change because, for most people, food is more than just sustenance.
Changing your food habits too much can eliminate that comfort element of food or produce stress because you're no longer eating your familiar foods in your familiar ways.
Which is why food prices will likely have to stay elevated for quite a while before Americans change the way they eat. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.